It lessens my bills. Yeah, there's your headline from the Associated Press. $500 payments are now being tested in upstate New York. This is also happening in other places around the country. Now, when I say it's being tested, let me explain to you what the Socialist Democratic Party is doing. They're doing exactly what I warned you they would do. I told you they were going to do it, and now they are doing it. There is a individual the Associated Press decided to talk about, and they start off their first sentence with this, that this person isn't destitute or unemployed, but for a year she'll receive $500 per month and no strings attached payments as part of an experimental universal basic income program in upstate New York. Did you hear me? Universal basic income program, meaning universal socialism in upstate New York. Places from Compton, California to Richmond, Virginia are now trying out socialism. This socialism they're trying out is guaranteed income programs, which gained more attention after the pandemic, and it put millions of workers in a weird situation. Some of them wanting to work, some of them not wanting to work. Some of them being underemployed, they claim, or some of them saying they don't feel safe to work, so therefore they're not going to work. So from California to Virginia to New York, even in Seattle, in Washington State, and others, we are seeing this. Now, this woman, Ms. Steele, is a special education school aide. This is a woman who has a job. This is a woman who's getting paid. Now she's getting her payments through a program in Ulster County, which covers part of the Catskill Mountains and the Hudson River Valley. During the pilot program, 100 county residents making less than $46,900 annually will get an extra $500 a month for a year. Now, the income threshold was based on 80% of the county's average median income, meaning it includes both the poor and a slice of the middle class, people who will face financial stress but might not originally qualify for government aid based on income. In other words, we're going to do socialism and we're going to raise the amount of money you're allowed to make to then get this socialist benefit. Now, of course, they say, well, this isn't socialism. We're just doing research. Right? This is just research. For researchers, the AP is trying to sell you on this becoming normal. The pilot could give them a fuller picture of what happens when a range of people are sent payments that guarantee a basic living. In other words, a basic level of living. For Steele, she's 57. She says it's a welcome financial boost that helped her pay for car insurance and groceries. It lessens my bills. She lives in a village of Ellensville with her retired husband. So just to be clear about what we're dealing with now, you've got a dude, a man, who's sitting at home, who is retired. You got a wife that works in the public school system, and I'm guessing, for a pension. She's making $46,900. She's going to get an extra $5,000. So if you do the math on that, it's an extra $6,000 a month. Okay, just to be clear, an extra $6,000 a month, or a year, excuse me. So if you do the math on this, and I want you to really think about what we're now advocating for in this country and how this will absolutely fundamentally change how this nation works. It will. It will change it completely. If you do the math, at $46,900 is what she's making, plus another $6,000, she's now at $52,900 with a pension, I'm assuming, coming her way, and a husband who's already at home retired, which means he's also getting money. It lessens my bills. So we're not about actually helping people in poverty because they're not in poverty. Hell, they got a man retired at home. Right? This is about socialism. Take from the rich, you're going to give the poor. That's how you pull this off, right? You give poor people this money through a pilot program. You tell them to tell all their friends about it. They're going to vote for socialism because, hey, I got an extra $6,000 and you would love it too. It lessens my bills. People think because we've been working so many years that you make this tremendous amount of money, but no, actually, she goes on to sell the public. Less than 100 miles north of New York City, Ulster County is a popular destination for weekenders headed to Woodstock or the Catskill Mountains. Its big city, Kingston, is small with only 23,000 people. They go on to say, basic income programs elsewhere tend to focus on cities. In contrast, this upstate program stretches out over a mix of places, a city, small towns, and remote areas many miles from bus lines and supermarkets. Showing that this approach will work not just in urban areas, but for rural parts of the country, which we know is one of our big national problems. I think there's great opportunity here, said Ulster County Executive Patrick Ryan. So, see, we're now pushing socialism outside of the city limits, right, in liberal cities. We're now pushing it to the rural areas because that's where we can grab some of these voters. This is buying votes. I want you to understand. This is nothing more than buying votes and getting people addicted to a drug, which is a government paycheck. It's a drug. It's just like crack. It's just like heroin. It's just like LSD. It's just like marijuana. It's a drug. It's just like alcohol, cigarettes, tobacco. You get people addicted to this, right? You get people addicted to this, and it's game on. Ryan saw cash payments as a way to help local families struggling to get ahead or even get by as the pandemic continues to go on. Many people in the country were already stretched thin by housing costs before the pandemic, so hell, just give them money. Researchers say they're coming together now to see how it works. Researchers believe that they should study this, and if they study it correctly, then they will know exactly what to do. What do you think the research is going to say? I'm just curious to these researchers who are looking at these cash payments as a way to help local families struggling to get ahead or even get by. Many people in the country were already stretched thin by the housing costs before the pandemic, with a large influx, they say, of New York City residents led to skyrocketing real estate prices. All right, let's talk about affordable housing real quick. Is there anything that says that you have to live in New York? Is there anything that says you have to live in California? Is there anything that says that you have to live in an extremely high-priced housing market, for that matter? Is there anything that says that you have to be able to afford to live in some of these places? I would argue the answer is no. I would argue that the answer is 100% no. In fact, I know many people that don't live in these areas for the exact reason that I just mentioned. The reason why they don't live in these areas is because it's too expensive. In fact, I know people all the time that move. I know people all the time that move away from states because it's too expensive to live in those states. But there's a new push now, right? You deserve to live in New York City. You deserve to live in Connecticut. You deserve to live in upstate X, Y, or Z, right? You deserve to live in those places. That's what you deserve. That's what they're selling. That's what they're saying you got to do. They're saying you deserve all of that. And we're going to help you pay for it. Because also, that's what we do. We help you pay for that stuff. And we're going to give you a handout. Now, this is just socialism. They're just slow selling it to you. There are a lot of Americans that make not a lot of money. And when I say not a lot, I'm talking about not like six figures, right? There are a lot of Americans that make less than six figures. It's true. There are a lot of Americans that work paycheck to paycheck. And a lot of them that work paycheck to paycheck, let's be very clear, do it on purpose. There's a lot that work paycheck to paycheck that absolutely do it on purpose. They deliberately choose not to save a single dime. Not because they can't, but because they don't want to. Not because they can't, but because they decide not to. They deliberately choose not to do it. They specifically make a decision to live paycheck to paycheck. They specifically make a decision to not make smart financial decisions. You know, I can tell you a couple of different things that I know to be true. I know people that are poor living paycheck to paycheck that make $100,000 a year because they choose not to save a single penny. I know people that are that choose not to make $200,000 or that make $200,000 or $300,000 and they live paycheck to paycheck. I know people that are actually quite wealthy and they make $45,000 because they save and they invest. They live under their means. I know people that make smart financial decisions and bad financial decisions. And what you're saying now is the government basically has arbitrarily decided that if you have a certain amount of money, that therefore you don't really need that much. And the only way you can pay for what they're experimenting with right now is to take from those that work really hard or make more money. And usually if you make more money, you work really hard. Right? That's not crazy to think that. I want to make that very, 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 very clear. So here we are. Experimenting with sending people cash. Not because they're destitute, and I'm quoting the AP article, right? Not because they're destitute, but because we've decided that they just need more of other people's money. Because the only way you can do this is if you mandate you take other people's money. That's the fact, right? This is about taking other people's money. Be very, 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 very clear. You have to rob someone to pay for this. We don't have the cash to do it without raising taxes. We don't have the money just randomly sitting around, right? It doesn't exist. It doesn't work that way. And everybody should know that. Imagine if we start giving out these checks the way the AP is putting this. It lessens my bills. Is that the job of the government to lessen your bills? Is that really the job of the United States government? The first payments were made, by the way, getting back to the article, in mid-May. Recipients of the money can spend it as they wish, but will be asked to participate in periodic surveys about their physical health, mental health, and employment status. So in other words, you just tell them you're doing well, and then of course they're going to say, well, we should keep doing this. The Center for Guaranteed Income Research at the University of Pennsylvania, which the school formed with the mayors, socialist mayors, for a guaranteed income, is evaluating the pilot program, right? Because of course they're going to come back, and of course they are going to tell you that when they come back that this was so good for mental health, this was so good for people. Right, this was the greatest thing you could ever do. They're not going to tell you it didn't work, right? We're the socialist mayors for guaranteed income. And we've got a university, the University of Pennsylvania, which is socialist, telling us that this is exactly what we need to do. Recipient Eric Luna, a 26-year-old electrical lab technician, said the money will help pay the bills at home. He recently helped his parents buy in Wallkill. Not a joke. The money will help pay the bills at the home he recently helped his parents buy. So we're now paying for people to buy people homes. Because why not? He also hopes to set some aside, possibly for a master's degree. Let's get all the rosy stories, folks. I'm also learning how to save money as well, he said. So this will be a learning experience. Really? We're now supposed to pay for you to learn how to save money by giving you extra money so you can save other people's money that we stole from them? Because again, that is what socialism is. You're going to teach somebody how to save someone else's money while someone else gets screwed. There were more than 4,200 applicants for the program in a county of 176,000 people. The Center for Guaranteed Income Research, the co-founder, Stacy West, who is evaluating more than 20 such pilot programs, is interested in seeing how spending compared to cities like Stockton, California, where more than a third went for food, they claim. Quote, knowing what we know about barriers to employment, especially in rural areas, we may see more money going towards transportation than we've ever seen before in any other experiment. By the way, this is a professor at the University of Tennessee College of Social Work. Shoot me now. It remains to be seen, she says. Proponents of guaranteed income say recipients can decide how to spend the money, and that's the most important point because they're in charge of the money. They can use it for food, job searches, or to replace a refrigerator, or they could just spend it on things that they won't mention in the article, like beer or cigarettes or pot or filet mignon or a vacation or a new car or a car note. Right? We won't put any of that in there, right? How much of this is just going to go to like pure waste and abuse? They may go get a new iPhone with this money, right? Because you can do whatever you want to. You might get a new gaming system with this. You can do whatever you want to. Hell, you can go buy lotto tickets. You could go to the casino. You could gamble more. But I'm sure we won't put any of that in there, right? No. No, we won't put any of that in the report. Proponents of the guaranteed income say recipients can, quote, decide how they want to best spend the money. So that's a good thing. They can find that they can spend it on food or job searches. Yes, because I'm sure there's a bunch of people that got this money and immediately were like, hey, let's do some job searches, right? Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to spend the money on, job searches. Or to replace a refrigerator. The money can complement the existing social safety net, they say, or can be used as emergency response when the economy starts tanking. I mean, that is pretty darn interesting, isn't it? It's pretty darn interesting. It makes me laugh. It really does. It genuinely makes me laugh. How much is this going to be spent on booze? How much is this going to be spent on video games? How much is this going to be spent on like eating out? How much money is going to be just totally wasted? Now, the end goal, they say, for a number of advocates is a universal basic income, socialism. Anytime you hear the word universal, it's socialism. They're now giving it a good algorithm, or a good name, excuse me. They want you to refer to it because it'll sound scientific as a UBI. Which would distribute cash payments programs for, you heard it, all adults. I warned you this was going to happen. For all adults. All adults. For all adults. The UBI idea helped fuel a stronger than expected Democratic presidential primary run last year by Andrew Yang. This is how you know socialism works. When you sell it to people, at least. Andrew Yang, a guy that no one had ever really even heard of before, out of nowhere becomes like some sort of icon to young people because he said that he was going to give a bunch of cash to people, right? Give a bunch of money to people. And it certainly did. It helped him. People loved it. They were like, man, this is a great idea. Yang is a guy that said, we need this. When he was running for president last year, Yang proposed $1,000 a month for every American adult. Now, of course, that sounds great, right? And a lot of people voted for him in the primary, and a guy came out of nowhere to become somewhat of a celebrity. Yang, who has a second home in Ulster County, second home, think about that, second home. Just think about that real quick. A second home, just think about it. Is now running for New York City mayor with a basic income proposal to help lower income residents get cash every month, no matter what. Officials say Yang hasn't been involved in this Ulster's program, but that the nonprofit he founded, Humanity Forward, was helping and sharing experiences on starting a UBI pilot. Finally, the Associated Press puts this in their article. Critics of cash transfer programs worry about their ineffectiveness and costs compared to aid programs that target funds for food, shelter, or help raising children. Drake University economics professor Heath Anderson is concerned the programs miss needier people less likely to apply, including those without homes. It's a good point, by the way. While there are times people might benefit from a cash infusion, the money is unlikely to address the structural issues holding people back, like inadequate health care and schools, the Drake University economist also said. Quote, if we keep thinking about the remedying of poverty in terms of just throwing cash at people, you're not thinking about the structures, the kind of reproduce poverty in the first place, and you're not really solving the problems at all. Wait, hold on a second. So you're telling me that I could be right, that just handing out cash to people may actually do nothing but just give them cash and they blow it on stuff and it may not change the world? No way. You're telling me that's possible? That this $500 a month, people just may just grab it and go spend it and not save it and not change their life? Not change the way they do anything? You mean if you give irresponsible people who have a job or those that don't have a job a bunch of money, you're telling me you don't think it's going to change their life? How could this possibly be? But be clear, this is not really about helping people. This is about redistributing wealth, taking from people that you believe have too much money and giving it to people that you believe deserve to have more of your money. This is robbing Peter to pay Paul. That is what this is. Nothing more, nothing less. This is robbing the rich and giving to the poor. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. That's what it is. That's what this is. Rob the rich. And what is the definition of rich now? It's not millionaires, folks. Okay, know that. It's not millionaires. Okay, understand that. It's not millionaires. It's people that make $100,000. People that make the $150,000. We're no longer talking about people that make millions, right? We used to hate on the millionaires. That's who we used to really hate on. No, this is anybody that basically just has a job, folks. This is basically anyone that just got, that has some cash. And we're going to take it from you, and we're going to redistribute it to those that don't have as much, because we bring you down while raising them up to the same level that you're on, or we certainly at least get you close to the same level. That's what we're doing here. This is socialism. And if you don't think people will vote for this, they will, because they don't even realize that they're voting for socialism. Because all they hear is, hold on a second, if I vote for that guy, they're going to give me $500 a month or $1,000 a month? No strings attached, no monitoring of the money. I can do with it whatever I want to do with it? Jackpot. Let's talk about young people for a moment. Let's really, really think about young people for just a second. You don't think young people are going to go for this? They will. I promise you. Because they're going to want to get out of school, whether it's high school or college, it doesn't really matter. And they're going to want to get this cash. They're going to want to do it. They're going to want the cash. Big time. They're going to want this money. And they're going to want it right now. And they're going to take the instant gratification, and they're not going to think about the money coming from them or how much harder it's going to be for them down the road to actually be successful because the government's sucking the life out of their bank account each and every day. Right? They're not going to do that, folks. No. That they won't do. No, sir. No, they're going to just let it happen. It's just going to happen, folks. Vote for it. Take it. Here it is. Here's your cash. No strings attached. We want to do this forever. That's what they said. They want to do it forever. Indefinitely. This pilot program, they're going to come back with some new info for you. In the info, I'm going to tell you exactly what it's going to say, because this is not based in science. This is based in propaganda. They're going to tell you it's going to be amazing for the economy. They're going to tell you that it's going to be amazing, that without it, people are going to live in poverty. They're going to tell you that people are going to live in poverty and live a terrible life, and we have a moral obligation to do this, and we saw incredible a credible transition of independence and freedom and happiness. Because you notice what they say they're studying with this, right? You notice some of those key words and phrases that they said they were going to study with this? Mental health. They're going to connect it to mental health. They're going to say, we have a moral obligation based on mental health to make sure that people have plenty of cash, and that's the job of the United States government to give them that. So if you're making 50, now you're going to make 56,000. If you're making 56, we're now going to pay you 62. It's just, they're just going to keep giving you the money. And there's going to be a certain point, it's probably going to be 80 grand or 100 grand where they're going to cut it off, and that's where they're going to tax the hell out of you. And this is going to be a class warfare issue. And as long as you do the math on the number of voters who are under that threshold, you can control every aspect of this country, and you can suck the economic independence out of people's lives while giving to people that aren't doing anything to deserve it. I'll say it again. Share this information, because you cannot get it out online otherwise. Please share this information. This is on our podcast. Share it with your family and friends.